Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. City Comptroller Brad Lander is throwing his hat in the ring to become New York City's next mayor. Lander releasing his campaign video early this morning. That took some subtle hits at Mayor Adams. Our Juliet Papa is following the story. She joins us now live.
That's right. And in our interview, Brad Lander tells me he will bring his management skills to City Hall if he's elected mayor. During our interview, he said, as controller, he's done plenty of audits where there is waste, money spent with not much to show for it. For example, he says it takes 8 months after affordable housing is built to get a homeless family in it. He wants to also laser focus on crime. He says he's discussing with the district attorneys better use of the trespassing law and its application and putting beat cops more specifically to address retail theft. And he says a primary is a healthy way to have voters distinguish between any of the candidates. And that's why he's announcing now to get his vision out there. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And New York State's top court is hearing a case starting today that says Democrats in the legislature violated New York's constitution when they passed a law allowing New Yorkers to vote by mail without an excuse. The challenge was brought by several Republican lawmakers, led by Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who say the law will open the door to potential voter fraud. Sponsors of the law say there's nothing in the state constitution that says voting needs to be done in person. The sentence is expected today for the man who pleaded guilty to the killing of a woman in Chinatown 2 years ago. Authorities say Asama Nash followed Christina Yuna Lee to her building on Christie Street the day before Valentine's Day in 2022, then up six flights of stairs before stabbing her at least 40 times inside her apartment. The case had prompted Mayor Adams to call on Albany to make changes to the state's bail reform laws. Nash had been arrested and charged with several other crimes just weeks before Lee's killing, but was released without bail. It was another court appearance today for the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer. Our Sophia Hall was there in the courtroom. She joins us now live. Sophia.
And Linda, Rex Hearman stood with a black suit. He was handcuffed. He stayed silent as his estranged wife sat behind him in the courtroom with her support dog named Stewie. There was a very long conference behind closed doors for about 45 minutes before the hearing began. And during the hearing, there was a lot of talk about documents being turned over from the prosecution to the defense attorney, including tips still being called into authority. So far, 7,000 plus tips in this case. The defense attorney says he's going as fast as he can to go through all the documents, which date back to 1993, when the first of the six murders Hearman is charged with occurred. And right now, no trial date has been set, and Hearman pleaded not guilty. Linda?
It's our Sophia Hall reporting live from Long Island. Governor Hochul has announced $54 million in state funding to support the Second Avenue Subway expansion project that would extend the line to 125th Street. Hochul says the funding means the MTA can proceed right away with the work to relocate utility lines along Second Avenue and some of the streets nearby, putting the project in position to advance as scheduled. Along with 125th Street, the expansion will bring new 2nd Avenue stations to 106th and 116th Streets and a direct passage from 125th to the Lexington Avenue line. And Governor Hochul has announced more direct financial assistance under the Empire State Child Credit Program to low and moderate income families in New York State.
$350 million, meaning 1 million New York families with children will be receiving a check in the mail by the end of August.
The refundable tax credit is available for income-qualified New Yorkers with children. More than a million families are eligible each year. Mayor Adams is meeting with civil and social leaders at Gracie Mansion today for a brainstorming summit aimed at curbing acts of hate. He says that it's a problem that affects far too many in New York City.
My staffers that are Jewish, they state they're afraid to ride the subway trains. And then I sit down with my Muslim brothers and sisters, and I hear the women tell me they have to remove their hijab because they are attacked.
But the mayor says he has no plan on letting hate win.
It starts here in New York, one of the most diverse places on the globe. If we can live together in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Bronx, Staten Island, then we can live together across the seven continents of the globe.
In the wake of the war in Gaza, the summit is expected to put a particular focus on the rise in anti-Semitism. The NYPD is on the lookout for a group of sneaker thieves that seem to have been busy lately.
In the last 2 months, seven times now, these five young men in their 20s have masked up and robbed stores, two Foot Lockers, and seven of these Snipe sneaker locations in Queens, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Nine robberies, total take, $50,000 in goods. $6,000 in sneakers stolen from this store at Snipes in Westchester Square. Juanita works on the block.
It can also be harmful for me. I come in this area every day working. I don't know if I'm going to bump into a situation, just not even shopping, just coming out of the store. Who knows?
I think the concern is, like you said, it could escalate, right?
Right. Absolutely. To different areas and different situations. Absolutely.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Westchester Square.
Well, it's like Christmas in July for folks with a weak bladder. Borough President Mark Levine will be in Union Square this afternoon, handing out free copies of the Manhattan Bathroom Guide. The guide is basically a map pinpointing each and every public restroom in Manhattan. Levine put it together with the guy behind the Twitter account, Gotta Go NYC, as a way to shine a spotlight on the shortage of public restrooms in the city. Well, today is International Friendship Day, and the folks at the stuffed animal company Gund are celebrating by hosting an interactive event in Macy's Herald Square, where folks can connect with their own stuffy best friend. Gund spokeswoman Kaylee Anthony spoke to 1010 Winds.
There are so many unique personalities of the plush that kids can choose from, and this interactive installation does just that. So we welcome kids to come, take a seat on the adorable child-sized picnic bench, and they'll get to turn this interactive wheel that activates a screen where they'll get to discover all there is to know about Gund's most beloved bears and animals and select their very own forever friend.
The interactive event will open to the public on Saturday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.